Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. We want to welcome you all on our show this evening. We have, let's see who we have out here. We have Henrietta, I believe, is out here. We have Glenn and Jerry.
Yep.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
How are you? How are you?
How you feel, Jill?
Good. Thank you. Well, I'm really glad that we're all here. We're here to give you all a wonderful show. We're going to share our songs and share our holiday memories with you all, and some of us are even going to be willing to sing. So that's going to be exciting. But like we do each and every Sunday at 8 Eastern Standard Time here on the radio show, we have our declaration of the International Black Summit. And I'm going to throw out a request to see if any of our hosts would like to recite the declaration for us.
I'll go. This is Henrietta. I'll go.
Hi. All right. Thank you, Henrietta. Go ahead.
Okay. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation about and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, unity, abundance, integrity, with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of men, women, and children, maintaining wellness of being in our body, responsible for generating community, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We assert that our communities and all communities manifest themselves as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, Chicago, Illinois, December 14th, 2011. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. And as always, before we go into our Kwanzaa principle, which will be given to us by Jerry, we just want you all to know that the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. And Jerry, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
How you feel? Not me. How you feel?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you all, and we have a lot of people on the lines here. And I just want to remind everyone that when you want to engage and share and even sing a song, please press 1. When you press 1, you will then be live on the air. Jerry, what's our Kwanzaa principle for this wonderful evening?
First and foremost, I made up a song that I'm going to talk about, that I'm going to sing about Merry Christmas and Kwanzaa. So watch out for that JT exclusive.
All right.
But that being a few minutes. The Kwanzaa principle that is so hard to pick out, but you know what? I'm gonna narrow it down. It's Nia, means purpose. Purpose is to make our collective vocation and developing our communities in order to restore our people to traditional greatness. And the next one that I just looked at it, and it's Goomba, means creativity, to do away as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And then what those principal means to me that in Christmas that we, especially in our community, we got to keep everything in perspective. Sometimes some of us is don't have it all, but we could do other things to make other people happy, just like singing carols or go or work in our community to do work to serve the unfortunate. Back at you, Joe.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just to let you all know, to find out more information about the International Black Summit, you can go to www.blacksummit.org. And to let you know of some events, there are going to be a lot of shares going on in your community. And a share is pretty much a meeting, information session about the summit. And our summit for August of 2012 for the 22nd annual event will be held in Alabama this year coming up. And it will be August 2nd to August 5th. So we look forward to you all coming to Alabama and Birmingham, Alabama at that. And we hope that you all take part in our summit. And it's not about what the summit can bring to you. It's about what you are going to get out of the summit. So with that said, if you have anything going on in the background, we ask that you hit mute. Please mute your phone if you have anything going on in the background because we can hear you loud and clear. All right, thank you. Glenn or Henrietta, do you have anything you'd like to add on before we get going with the show?
Yes, Henrietta. This is Henrietta. I would just like to ask all of our listeners if you have relatives, friends in the Alabama area, which includes Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, please call them and let them know that the International Black Summit is in their neighborhood next year, August 2nd through 5th. Give them a call now so they will be prepared. We'll be having prerequisites in the state of Alabama and different parts of the, you know, different parts of the state. So give them a call and have them listen into the talk show so they'll be prepared and ready for the Summit 2012. That's it for me, Jill.
Okay, Glenn, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Not at this time. I just, just waiting with anticipation for this show and all of the songstress and songsters that are going to be out there belting out those melodies, those harmonies that are consistent with the Christmas flow.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I just want to remind everyone that for our 2011 and 2012 entry, it is what is possible in life when I be with what is. What is the gift? So that was the entry for 2011-2012. What is possible in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? All right, let's get on to the show. I know we have some people. If you want to share a holiday story or sing a Christmas song or a Kwanzaa song or whatever type of song that you want to sing for that in the way that you celebrate the holiday, we ask that you press 1. And I see that Jerry is on his toes. So, Jerry, we're going to let you get started. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, me? Thanks. JT Escusa. Okay. And I made this song up a few hours ago, so you hear a little squeaking. Just say I'm in the mood.
Okay,
that's how it goes. The title of the song is Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa. And here it is. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Are we going to learn from 7 principles? Are we going to apply the rest of the year? Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, rest of the world, singing carols, enjoy our family happiness, enjoy our kids playing in the snow. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, we joy each other happiness. We joy our company. We share this love around the world. Around the world. as we're supposed to be. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Do we reach out to unfortunate? Do we let them know they are part of God's children and creation? Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas. Are we sharing love, drinking and joy and happiness? In joy of our God, divine purpose. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, enjoy the seven principles. Let it apply around the world. And again, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Let's the world love together. Let's unite together. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa. On behalf of International Black Summit, and behalf of the talk show team, thank you. Back at you.
All right.
All right, dearie. Start us off. All right, brother. All right.
Stand up, brother. Stand up.
My sister was singing along with you, Jerry.
I feel like all night tonight I'm going to be singing Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Okay.
You have a nice voice.
See, I'm
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Again, if you all would like to share a song, if you have created a song, that was beautiful, Jerry. Please press one and you'll be live on the air. I think I even see Shakesha out there. I'm sure she's going to be pressing one any minute. But that is wonderful. Now, does anyone out there that's on the air now or that would like to speak, does anyone out there have a song or a story, a holiday story that they would like to share? Anyone? All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to go to the lines here. If there's someone, we have a 630217. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Sheila Jones in Chicago.
Good evening, Sheila. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I enjoyed that song. I'll be humming that too. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. I'll be humming that.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Do you have a favorite holiday song or a memorable holiday memory that you would like to share?
Well, I think I might have been about 9 years old, and I was in a Catholic school, and we learned this song called Foom, Foom, Foom. And I didn't know at the time, we sang it in English, but I was just aware recently that it's actually a Spanish song. And a lot of the kids sing it. And I was doing a little research and I found out that carols were dances, not songs.
Originally,
they were dances, and there were more carols that were not Christmas carols. Most of them were not, but then later on, they started to have processions in the churches, in the Catholic Church, and they started writing these Christmas carols or changing the words to some of the songs to make them religious. Until I think the Calvinists came in and they didn't want anything frivolous, so they after all the dancing and the songs. But
oh,
the song that that I'm not going to sing the entire song. I'm just going to sing the first verse. But I would like to sing it in Spanish first and then in English.
Oh, great.
Siente cinco de septiembre, fum, fum, fum. 25 de septiembre, fum, fum, fum. Nacido a por nuestro amor, el no dio son. O de la Virgen María, en esta noche tan fría, fum, fum, fum. On December 5 and 20, fum, fum, fum. On December 5 and 20, fum, fum, fum. For the love of us is given the holy infant son of heaven, of the Virgin Joseph's bride to all the earth, good will be tiding, fum, fum, fum.
All right.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
I very love nice. That. That was great. Thank you so much.
Yay, Sheila, yay.
You're
thank you so much, Sheila. That was great. I love the Spanish twist to it.
It's funny that you remember things from a kid, but you can't remember what you sang last week.
Right. Or what you wore yesterday. All right. Well, the lines are jumping. I believe we have 562981. You're live on the air. Who's calling, please?
That's Algernon.
Algernon Johnson, everybody. All right. Oh, my goodness. Algernon Johnson was on our show last year, and he has a CD out. He is a wonderful, wonderful gospel singer. Algernon, brag about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself before you sing the song.
It's hard to brag about myself.
Go ahead. You can do it.
Well, I've done – no, I'm just kidding. No, I've – as Jill said, I have a single on iTunes. I've been singing professionally for about 7 years and on my own solo professionally for probably the last 4 years. So, that's what I do, and I love it.
All right. And what's the name of the song on iTunes?
The name of the song on iTunes is You Belong to Me. And
You Belong to Me.
If you want to see anybody dance, put that song on for Jill, and she dances a little bit.
Jill,
do you remember the first time we heard it on the radio together?
Oh, I was so proud. I have a picture. Al and I worked together, and I remember when I first heard it on the radio, I have a picture of him listening to it on the radio. So I'll put that on my Facebook page. Well, AJ, I know you're busy this evening, but I'm so glad that you called in. We want to definitely make this a tradition. But we would ask that if you could just share your wonderful voice, as all our other guests have, and share your favorite holiday song.
Well, before I do that, I just have to say, you guys, I don't know how well you guys know Jill, but Jill is, like, really, honestly, she's one of my favorite people. As she said, we work together, and, you know, a lot of times with your coworkers, you don't always see eye to eye, but you have a common goal, so that's what you're trying to get done, and it's no hard feelings, there's none of that. But at the end, it's always love. And I just really want to say that I really appreciate Jill. And Jill may not even know it, but I've watched her go through a lot of things. And it's not easy to watch a friend go through certain things, but I really appreciate the fact that she can persevere through many of the things that I won't even call out on this on the show, but she can persevere through those things and through pains and through, you know, crises and situations that she's gone through, and still be a hero as she is. And I just want to say thank you, Jill. You are one of my gifts for the holiday season, and I just want to say thank you for that, just for being who you are.
Oh, thank you so much. And I am so glad we're recording this show.
I'll blow it up. Yes, right. That's right, Jill.
Oh, Al, thank you so much. I love you so
much.
I
definitely have to say that because it's really – from the bottom of my heart, and I really mean that.
Oh, well, I accept. Thank you so much, AJ, and I love you too. All right, enough of these tears and mushy stuff. Go ahead and share your holiday song with us.
All right. Silent night, holy night, all is gone and all is right round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. That's my favorite song.
Oh, awesome. That was great. Thank you
so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for your taking time out of your schedule, AJ, for calling and sharing that. And do you have any holiday stories that you would like to share, or you want to just give us a call again throughout the month of December?
Well, I can say my favorite, I believe one of my favorite holiday moments was I remember my mom, she was pretty much the worker in the house, so she really worked really hard to do things for her children, and it did me so good to watch her face when she gave us things. Not even just for Christmas, not even just for the holidays, not for just our birthdays, but when she, just to watch her face, how much joy she got out of giving. And I think those are my favorite moments, just to watch her smile and watch her tear up to see how happy we were. That's my greatest memory. I really, really appreciate that. Now I feel like I got to call my mom.
That was wonderful. AJ, again, we want to thank you so much for calling in. And always remember that I am only a reflection of you. So thank you, AJ, for being my friend. And have a wonderful night this evening at your event. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Happy holidays.
Bye. Happy holidays. All right. Okay, we have another caller. Great. We have, let's see, 773-703, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jesse Stanford. How you doing?
Hello, how are you doing?
Jesse! Who am I talking to? This is
all right. Oh, my God. Just sent on the text. Thank you.
What a wonderful show is this.
This is Reverend Henrietta. I know you probably didn't even know.
Hey, Sean sends me a text saying, call into this now. I'm going to call it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. This is my friend, everybody. And Jesse, you are on the internet radio, so you must be nice. Okay. Tell us everything.
I know Reverend Henrietta is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Well, he is a wonderful person. But Jesse, like we say, brag on yourself. Tell everybody about you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my name is Jesse Dean Stanford. I am a singer. I sing primarily jazz and neo-soul music with a really, really strong gospel message. I'm from Chicago. And I'm 572 years old. But no one can deal with 20. How's that? And we're working on a wonderful project called In the Present right now. And we're looking at releasing it the top of 2012.
Okay, good. Now you have to sing. And we are singing Christmas music today.
So, but if you want to listen to Christmas music
all day.
Say it again.
I can do that. I've been singing Christmas music all day.
Oh, good.
This is exciting. You want me to sing now?
Yes, please.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Black frost nipping at your nose. You'll have cows. Folks dressed up like Eskimos, everybody knows. The end from this and so helps to make the season bright. I talk with their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to get some sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way, bringing lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if she really makes that wonderful pie. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to cheer someone to 92. That all of us, including you, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Ooh.
Is that okay?
Yay! Awesome!
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you so much. Now, will you send Sean a message and tell him to call in and sing, please?
I will definitely do so.
Thank you, Jesse.
So
I love you so much. I love you so much.
I'm going to crack up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, back to you, Gia.
Thank you. Well, everyone, you are listening to the Black Summit Radio Show. You can find us at blacksummit.org. We are having a wonderful time this evening. We're asking people to sing their favorite holiday song and share their most memorable and holiday memories. So if you would like to join us, we ask that you, the people that are on the chat line, Glenn, is there anyone in the chat line that has any questions or any stories that they're sharing with you?
Not at this time. It looked like but I would invite them to call in. The number is 646-716-9827. So those of you listening on the chat line, we've got a few lines open, so come on in. Come on over, and we'd love to hear your songs.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. Now, any of the hosts, is there a song that you would like to share or a memory? I know we have Glenn and Henrietta out there. And if not, we do have a caller. Glenn, do you have anything you'd like to share yet or you want to hold off?
Let's go to the callers, yeah.
Okay, let's try. We have 773-876. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Henrietta. Hello.
Yeah, Henrietta, she's out there. Who's calling, please?
Oh,
you're live on the air.
This is James Brackenridge.
Hi, how are you, James?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call
good.
In and sing a Christmas carol for you.
All right, we would love that, James. Go ahead, we're ready.
Okay. Silent night, holy
the blessing and the cookie. That was
beautiful.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
you. Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. Henrietta, are you
there? Yes, I'm here. I'm saying thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
I really appreciate you.
Okay. You all have a good evening.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, we are having a wonderful, wonderful time.
Welcome this. I told you this is my favorite show.
Yes, yes. Back to back. We still have some people that are on the lines. Again, if you want to share, press 1. Henrietta, what's your favorite holiday song? Do you have one?
Yes, Let It Snow by Boyz II Men. That's like,
oh.
I love that song. I love the way they do it.
Oh, you want to give us a rendition of how they do it?
Oh, no. No. I like the groove. You know, it has a stepless kind of groove to it. And harmony is, you know, so when I get my background singers together, so maybe by next year I'll be prepared to do that.
Okay. Maybe next year. You sound a little muffled. I don't know if you have your phone is on your shoulder, but you sound a little muffly. So if you do decide to sing though, I want you to come in nice and clear.
Okay.
All right, Glenn, do you have a favorite holiday song or a memory you want to share?
Well, I do. One of the things that way back when I was actually in the choir, and the Hallelujah Messiah was always my favorite. Of course, in those days I was singing soprano, so you know, you could tell that was a few years ago. But I heard a rendition of it that was done by Mahalia Jackson and Quincy Jones, and I can't even remember all of the names of the artists that were on that song, and they sang, and the choir that I sang was a very prominent choir. We actually went to other churches and sang within the Anglican religion, but the rendition, of course, with all those stars, was just very awesome. And to hear them sing it after singing it yourself, and it's just one of those things that I always look forward to when I hear it, and I'm always looking. And I forget myself and sometimes think I'm still in the choir when I hear it because I get so excited when the song is played. So that is definitely one of my favorites.
Cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, my favorite is Silent Night and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And my favorite, my memory, I think I was about 6 years old, and my father was putting up Christmas decorations, and it was, you know, in the early 70s. So we were the only black people in the neighborhood, and he, you know, really wanted to, you know, he wanted to show our black power. So all of the ornaments that you put in the windowsill, you know how you'd have the little candle, the light bulb candle, and you could put something over it and it would reflect. So we had these little Santa Claus heads that could go over the candle and it was safe and everything. But what he did was he took black paint, not brown, but black paint, and just painted over the faces so they had like their eyes, their mouth, everything was just black. And then he put it on top of the candles, and it looked so scary, but he just wanted, you know, black Santa Clauses. So I will never forget that. I was so scared of Santa and about eight windows. I was like, this is not Christmas, this is Halloween. But it was funny because I was like, oh my gosh, what is this man doing? And he to this day, he does not remember it, but that was a memorable Christmas that I had when I was when I was young. Christmas / Halloween, that's what I call it. Oh, my goodness. Jerry, do you have a holiday memory that you would like to share? And again, if you are online and you want to call in, please give us a call, and you can share a holiday song or a memory. And the telephone number is 646-716-9827. And press 1, and we will get you live on the air. So far, we've had so many people come in to sing and share stories, so we want to continue with that. Jerry, go ahead. Do you have a holiday memory that you would like to share? Jerry? All right. I guess Jerry's not here. All right, Henrietta, if there's anyone out there, if you're texting or if you have anything going on in the background, just ask that you mute your phone.
Okay. I'm trying to get out of
here. Henrietta, what's your holiday? What's the holiday memory that you have?
I was just thinking about that, I have so many. I'm just trying to pick one. I think I shared last week the one about my daughter convincing me that she believes in Christmas. I talked about that last week, but I don't know. There's so many. I was just thinking about, like, if I could have anything I wanted for Christmas. Well, I really wasn't thinking about like that. I was just thinking about one of the things I would really love to have for one Christmas is for the International Black Summit, the body to be together, like all of us, you know, to be together. I was like, oh, this is so wonderful. I wonder what it would be like for us to be together on Christmas. I was just thinking that. So we have to work on that one year. That, we have to have everybody who's ever been on the talk show, everybody who's ever, the talk show Christmas, something. And we have to find a place to have, like all of our guests, all of the people who call in and share, just to be together. So that's kind of where I was in my head. So I can't think of my Christmas thing. But I'll center myself and think of something.
Well, I like that idea a lot. Yeah. I know Shakesha just came back from Jamaica, so I say we go to Jamaica.
Oh my goodness, that was my first summit. My first summer was in Jamaica. Yes, that would be wonderful. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Hey, Joe. One of the things, and it's not Christmas per se, but it always reminded me of Christmas. I love going sleigh riding, sledding, And one of the Christmases I remember, I got one of those wooden sleds, and to this day, when I see kids on a hill, I want to go join them. It's just for those memories. And my daughter, when she was coming up, I love taking her out to a hill and we go sliding, and I had a special suit that I would wear to keep warm so I could go out and be out for 2 or 3 hours just sledding. So
So even to this day, you know, I'm 55 years old, right? And I'm still looking, you know, hey, you guys want to go sledding? Anybody? You know, let's go. and that really for me was, you know, was getting that sled for Christmas. And now, you know, not even waiting for a sled. You know, I remember in my college days, I'd go sliding in one of those cafeteria trays down the hill. I mean, it's like, it doesn't even matter what it is at this point in time. It's just like, let's get something and we're going to go sledding or sliding and having some fun on the hill. Anyway, back to you.
I love it. That reminds me, it's like those wooden sleds that are painted in the Norman Rockwell paintings.
Yes.
And I know my dad, we had, well, you know, up north we say toboggan. So we had a toboggan.
Right.
Could put about, what, 8 people in the toboggan and go down the steepest hill on the east side. And that I'll never forget those Christmases that we would just have this toboggan on, my dad would just, you know, drag it on the snow. And it's all the kids and parents in the neighborhood, and we would just go to that hill. But the hard part, and I don't think I could ever do it now, is yes, fun going down that hill, but walking up those steep hills on the east side was treacherous. But then you know you're going to have a great ride going down. And then after a while, it would be, you know, you just, like you said, grab anything, someone's jacket, a cardboard box, a frisbee. You just grab anything where you could just slide down the hill. So that's one thing I miss is by being here in Georgia, you know, you don't have that many white Christmases, and when you do, it's not enough snow to do anything with. But I miss the true winter white, you know, snow Christmases where you could just go outside and just have a bunch of fun and build your snowmen and things of that nature. But,
yeah,
back memories. That brought back some memories.
That's great. Yeah.
Anyone else that would like to share? Go ahead, you're live on the air. Okay, with that, we're going to go to the line. We have 504-309. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
You don't know my voice by now? Merry Christmas.
Hey, there he is.
All right, I'm late, but I'm here, but I'm late, but I'm never gone. I'm
okay.
Right there. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah,
you going to sing for us the new?
Huh?
You going to sing a Christmas song for us?
Me sing a Christmas song?
Yeah.
What you want to sing it in, Japanese, Portuguese, Spanish?
Japanese.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. You're not going to mess out of me, no. I got to find Chakaysha. Nobody knows what Chakaysha is.
She
said
she was in Jamaica.
Oh, no wonder her passport was okay. Okay, I see. Well, she's in Jamaica. Okay, all right. Well, I thought she would be in town by now, but she's not back. She's not back in New Orleans by now.
Well, what's your favorite holiday song? Do you have a favorite holiday memory?
Me, my favorite holiday memory was nine GIs in a Jeep on Christmas Eve, 1968. We got drunk, we turned over the Jeep, and all of us walked away. We crashed and burned, but we all survived that wreck. Now, that's the only thing I can remember.
All right.
that's the highlight of my Christmas career right there, surviving a wrecked up Jeep. Inside gone, Christmas Eve, 1968. Nah,
wow.
That's my Christmas wish. I survived the wreck. Nah.
Right. What about a song? You have a favorite song?
Besides Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, that's the only one I know. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's the one I like. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. I know we have, last week we had what was the show, Henrietta? It was in regards to the question the conversations you should have or have not on the during the holiday. And one thing that came up, which was when I kind of did a little survey with my friends, a lot of my friends that have children, the one question that came up was whether or not when they should be told, when they should tell their children about Santa Claus. And so I remember a memory that I have. I was about 7 years old, and that's when the serious conversation came to myself and to my two brothers that I don't want to ruin any children out there that listen to the show, but there was, you know, some ideas whether or not Santa Claus was real or not. So we had a discussion about that. And I was devastated. I was devastated. And so, and that also marked the last Christmas that we had, because then we went off and we became Muslim and things of that nature. But I'll never forget that. That was one memorable Christmas. The Christmas before that is when my dad painted all the Santa Clauses black. And then the Christmas/Halloween celebration. And then it was after that, it was like, okay, Santa Claus was questionable. I was like, gosh, Christmas is going downhill each year. But I will never forget. I had my last two Christmases before we decided not to celebrate anymore. I was kind of glad that we weren't celebrating, because it was just like, good gracious, you know, this is not good for the kids. So it's all good. It's all good. Well, I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. We're on every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we hope that you take part and you share in our conversation, and we want you to find and read about the International Black Summit on blacksummit.org and read our declaration. And we want to have you all look for yourself, find yourself in the declaration. And we want to remind people that we do have an annual event, and our 22nd annual event will be August 2012. And we would love for everyone to take part in Birmingham, Alabama. And there will be, on the website, you'll see different shares, which are meetings or information sessions about the International Black Summit. And we just ask that you like us on Facebook and continue to follow us here on the radio show. And we have about 9 minutes left. Glenn, Henrietta, I believe Jerry, Acacia, would any of you like to say anything before? Let's get Jerry on. Jerry, do you have the telephone number for the oxygen room?
I have a deal.
All right, Henrietta.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's a 2-1.
And just to let you all know, the oxygen room is going to be there from 9 to 9:30, and that's when we continue with the conversation. We're going to talk about the annual event. We're going to discuss how you can, of course, get involved and take part in a prerequisite that might be in your town. All right, Henry,
okay.
Back to you.
Can you hear me, Jill?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. 218-862-6420. And access number is 797-4834-POUND. 797-4834-POUND. And the oxygen room is where we go after the show, so we can kind of loosen up and say, do whatever, talk about whatever. And I'd also like to say that next week, our show is going to be about gift alternatives, different things you can do to give gifts. You know, we're paying attention to our economics, and we're going to give you some alternatives and gifts that you can give. And then on Christmas Day, we are live on Christmas Day, and our show is on Christmas to Kwanzaa, from Christmas to Kwanzaa. And we'll talk about the history of Kwanzaa, the cultural Christmas, how Kwanzaa came about, and we'll talk about Jerry's favorite subject, the seven principles of Kwanzaa. So that's our lineup for the rest of the month. And I'd also ask, you know, those of you who listen to us, please hit us up on Facebook or blacksummer.org and let us know what shows you would like to hear next year, because we're working on our 2012 programming. So let us know, like, what your favorite shows were. And, you know, anytime you listen in, if you have any comments, any suggestions for us, we would really, really appreciate it moving into 2012. And New Year's Day, we will be completing the year, and we will be acknowledging what we're complete on and what our goals are for 2012. So we will be here every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Back to you, Jill.
Thanks, Henrietta. And also we want to, as you brought up Kwanzaa, if you're in the Chicago area, Henrietta, do you want to talk a little bit about your event?
Yeah, we are doing Kwanzaa in Chicago on the 30th of December at Christ Universal Temple. So we invite everyone to join us there, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'll talk more about it on next Sunday, so I don't take up all the time. But just so you know, December 30th.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Okay, we're winding down. Do we have anyone else that is out there that would like to share? We have about 5 minutes left. If you'd like to share a holiday memory or a song, just press one, and we will get you live on the air. While we're waiting, I just personally want to say this has been such a wonderful show. We've had so much fun. We had so many people on top of the show just sharing their songs with us. We had Jerry, who created his own song. I mean, it was amazing. And a lot of creativity out there, a lot of creativity and a lot of beautiful voices. So I just personally just want to thank everyone for not being shy, getting up on the mic and sharing the songs, and of course the wonderful memories. And I know one thing for this year, what I love about the holidays is being around children. So I'm looking forward to being around my nieces. And whenever you're around children, that's when the memories just, you know, come up even more, at least for me. So I'm looking forward to creating memories with my family this year as I spend the holidays with them. Henrietta, Glenn, or Jerry, do you have any closing remarks before we get off the air?
Yeah, this is Glenn. What I'd like to say to all our listeners out there is to use the opportunity of this season to celebrate and to acknowledge worldwide peace and each other. You know, it's not often that we're so blessed to be able to give to others. And you know, whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Kwanzaa, whether it's Christmas, or any other celebration, use this opportunity to really look around for families or children in your neighborhood that are needy, that need things. Reach out. Reach out to those family members that are shut in, that may not be able to get out. Check on them. Just say hello. Give them a friendly smile or a friendly hello. It goes such a long way because people are so appreciative of the opportunity to share with one another, which is really what the season is about. Back to you, Jill.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Henrietta.
And also Wednesday, we're doing a Christmas program for the senior citizens at Barton Assisted Living Space. And so we're putting a party together for them. And that's going to be a lot of fun, and they're going to exercise in their wheelchairs, and we have a nice program set up for them on Wednesday. And in my family, we have a new three-month-old, my great-niece, who's in Hawaii, so you know we are too excited because Sophia Nadine is coming home. So we will be seeing her, some of us, for the first time. And we are excited about that as well.
Well, that is great. That is great. You are listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show, and we had a wonderful time this evening. Again, we are live every Sunday at 8 Eastern Standard Time. You can find us on Facebook or blacksummit.org. And again, when you go to blacksummit.org, look under events, and you'll see more information about our annual event, which will be held in Birmingham, Alabama. And there'll also be events that might be in a city near you. Again, we want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. And with that, I believe, is Jerry, are you out there? Jerry, are you out there?
Here.
All right. Hey, Jerry, how are you? Do you want to repeat the Oxygen Room telephone number one more time?
218-862-6420-79, and the PIN number is 797-4834#. And I want to wish everybody happy holidays. Enjoy your families and help out the unfortunate, because they really need our love. Sing carols, do whatever. All of us is part of God's creation. Each of us have a gift, and we need to express it to others. Back at you, Jill.
Thank you. Again, everyone, happy holidays. We wish you peace, blessing. We send you love and light, and we hope you have a wonderful evening, and we hope to hear you in the Oxygen Room. Good night, everyone.
Good night. We love you.
Good night, everyone.